When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, hour number two underway here on a Tuesday afternoon. I just ran into the B. Mitch and Finley group. Landfill wants me to donate Odyssey employee award points so that he can get a blanket. Weird. JP said he just shouted out at Longfellow underscore TWOD, who nobody knows exactly who is. Everybody's got some theories. But he makes fun of this show a lot, in addition to making fun of your best friend, Lionel. B was very nice. And their pal Ahmet brought in lunch for everybody. And apparently they offered us some pizza.
Really?
Yeah. But then JP rescinded the offer to me and said it was only for you. So there's pizza waiting for you on the other side of the aisle.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah. Nothing for me and Matt. We're on our own.
Well, I'll cut mine in three pieces.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice of you. Yeah. All right. So moving on from, we had a laugh at Jameis Winston's expense. Obviously, we opened up the show with the big breaking news in the NFL. Before we get to the calls, I wanted to ask you this. The Commanders made an interesting move yesterday that kind of slipped under the radar right after the show, and I missed it until this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They actually signed Zane Gonzalez to the active roster,
mm-hmm.
the place kicker, who missed two field goals on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And why that's interesting and important, I guess, is because after Sunday, we all walked away thinking, oh, well, they're either going to have a new kicker when they return against New Orleans, or they're going to have a big workout and probably sign somebody because Zane Gonzalez is on the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just stash him there, but they can't play him in the New Orleans game unless they activate him to the 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
Yet yesterday, 13 days before they had to, they signed him to the 53-man roster off the practice squad. And I was like, wait a second, what are they doing? And I still don't know for sure what they're doing, but the way I took that was not, oh, hey, we love Zane Gonzalez and we are committed to him and he's our kicker. It was, well, somebody might be poking around and might try and sign him while we're off on a bye and while he's on our practice squad,
could
so we're going to put him on our 53 and
well
protect him that way.
Could very well be that.
Do they need a new kicker or are you comfortable with Zane Gonzalez going down to New Orleans in 13 days, if that's their decision?
Look, man, my philosophy is that when you start talking about specialists, leave it to specialists. They know him. They're around him. I'm not going to be sitting on a couch or in a stadium and making an assessment about a skill set that I have no knowledge about or value into it. Because it's three people to me. You know, it's the holder, snapper. It's a combination. I saw, and so they like it. I like it. If they don't like him, I don't like him. I follow whatever they get into because I trust that they put the work in and they see him a hell of a lot more than I do.
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, we only see the end results.
There you go.
And he was really reliable up until Sunday.
He had a problem with his hair. I mean, it was something he was trying to get. He didn't seem comfortable.
With his hair?
Before he put his helmet. Did you notice that, genius?
I did not.
Yeah, that was obvious
on,
to me.
He kept on pushing his hair over like it had to be. There, it was a real OCD moment.
Well, how about getting a haircut?
No, because
no, it was cut. It was just it was that cut. Like the hair was going that way, and it had to be. And every time he put his helmet down, his
it didn't work. He
his
was
chin
off.
Pad hit. It, had, really? It didn't feel secret. Right, see, so he had to take it off. Refresh.
Yeah. Just a little thing, Drewster. It's a little thing.
I didn't notice this.
It bugged the hell out of me because I kept thinking
real OCD.
This, there you go.
So could that have contributed to him missing two field goals?
Well, man, these guys, you got to understand. Now, I haven't spoken to Mosley about it, but I think anybody that, if you look down in Baltimore, if he's having an issue, then anybody can
have an issue. Oh, he's having a major issue.
But so it shows you because these guys are so into the patterns and everything. When I saw him dealing with his, I didn't know what was going on. That bugged me. I thought. There's something going around
so this is,
in his head. Yeah.
This is great investigative journalism I was unaware of.
Well, you don't listen to the Will.
I mean, of course I don't.
Right, I know.
Why would I?
Well, I get it. All kidding aside, it bugged me. I kept watching. I thought, wait a minute. Is
and this was
wrong?
Before, like before every time he would put on his helmet?
Absolutely.
Just sent you the link to the video before the miss when it was 28-0.
Yeah.
Going to
so you
try to be 20-31
with all the network people.
You did this, during?
Just now on Twitter.
Oh, okay, on Twitter. All right, so,
We got
so
you
let
back,
me see
Rooster.
Here. Okay, I see. Like he's swiping at his hair.
It's
swiping
his chin
at his
strap that keeps on hitting his hair, and he keeps on feeling it move.
Yeah, something's going wrong with that.
So, dude, I totally miss this. Completely miss.
You're human, man.
No, I mean, you know,
you're
like
human.
I'm hobnobbing, like you said,
you're a celebrity
with the upper level elite, like
have
Rick
your
Snyder.
Own area in the booth.
You know,
you
Grant Paulson, Craig Hoffman's watching Formula
Hoffman
One next to me.
And
yeah.
Oh my God!
I mean,
yeah,
you know, Mitch Tischler, J.P. Finley.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know how you guys get any work done.
I don't know. So are we? So basically, are we getting at something here that it is possible, not definite? You said they know, but it is possible that Zane Gonzalez missed one of the two kicks, both of the kicks, because he was. Having something wrong, something like OCD, as Maddie said.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So did that ever happen to you when wearing a helmet? Like, did anything ever feel like really uncomfortable so much so that you...
a goon has nothing in common with a specialist. So it doesn't matter. I mean, that's
not... but y'all have to wear a helmet.
No, but you'd have to discuss... That's like Mo's. I have to ask Mo. Mo, because you got to be so succinct about doing one thing. Imagine having the weight of the world of 52 other dudes waiting and looking at you about one thing. I think what kickers do is amazing. To come in an arena packed, everybody and everything stops just for you. It's an amazing skill set. I was lucky enough to play with the MVP of a league and see this guy do it, man. And he's the dude's a stud. I respect all of them, but I'd have to, and again, because we've shared his relationship with our special teams coaches. When I see the guy in Baltimore who's an absolute Mack truck, when I see what's going on with him, these guys, it's a mental thing too. And so it's like I've heard the great golfers talk about it, and it's just not – they're not off that much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just
what's like the mental yips, like we've seen it in baseball, right? Like
second base
for your Los Angeles Dodgers way back, Steve Sachs,
I remember
right?
It. I remember
just stop being able just to throw from second to over to first.
So I remember. I think what Essek is saying is that it's the nervous. It's so many things could go on. Obviously, they trusted in him. They're going to work it out with him, and so not to be a killjoy.
I wonder
but I'm
if there's
you.
Anything to this. I'm kind of floored by it.
And
the reason why I'm fascinated by it is because he had been so good in a very short sample size, but he had been so clean up until Sunday in the, I guess it was the three games that he had kicked in. Was it three games? I guess it was two games that he kicked in because then they brought back Austin Seibert for
the
Dallas
game.
Look
at the guys that just drop passes that are right thrown right to him, and they're pro. You go,
it's
it could
interesting.
Happen.
I mean, everybody has some semblance of that.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody.
Yeah, Doc, when you woke up, did you have a game day tradition that you would do that would like help you get in the right frame of mind for the game? Did you do something that you like every game day you kind of had that you did?
just get there and hours before. The key is getting there, because there's always that chance the tire blows or that somebody's wrecked. I was petrified about not being there. If once you get there, everything's good.
But that's your if you were running late, you were not feeling as good for the game because you didn't hit your marks.
Yeah, you got certain things you just want to be in sync with patterns with it. And a lot of people do it. I think the important thing is that nothing happens if you don't get there. I don't care how good your plan
is. That's so Doc.
If you don't get there,
everyone else puts their pants on one leg at a time, or a certain leg, or has something in their suitcase or in their locker.
Doc doesn't care about how you put your pants on.
Doc's
as long as you're there.
As long as you get there.
Nothing else matters until you get there.
Yeah, because if you do all the things you're talking about and you're late, who cares? It don't matter, brother.
Fair.
Be there an hour early. That's the thing that I focus on.
That's fair.
Be on time. You know anybody's been late lately?
Let me think about that.
Just think about it.
Okay. I'll let you know during the next
break. If nobody in your life is late consistently.
Let's get to Dale in Hyattsville. What's up, Dale? How are you?
Hey, Doc. How you all doing?
Hey, Dale. What's up, D?
I was a piggyback on what you were talking about in the first half. Not only that he was a repeat offender, but also Houston, they were looking at the team history, too. They look at what happened during like years, and they had a safety whose name was Kareem Jackson.
Yes,
who played for them for about 10 years.
Correct.
He's had situations where he was suspended for doing the same type of stuff. The coup de glace about him is that he went over to Denver and got suspended for 4 games.
Yes,
came back and played I think 1 or 2 games, and then got suspended again for the same thing.
And then didn't he wind up back in Houston or something like that?
I think that's what it was.
But let me ask you this, Dale. Can you suspend a guy based on the team's history as opposed to the individual's history? Because Doc pointed this out right away. He does have a history. Been fined multiple times, mm-hmm. right? He was fined nearly $25,000 for a roughing the passer penalty and a face mask, and fined nearly $12,000 for his involvement in a fight earlier this year, week 2, Sunday Night Football against Caleb Williams and the Bears. There was a little controversial hit against Caleb along the sidelines that he was not suspended or ejected for. So he has a little bit of a history, but I guess what I took umbrage in originally was how we went from 0 to 100 in a snap of a finger.
And you see, the thing that people don't know about the NFL is that they look at history. They look at any kind of
individual player history, but should they be looking at team history?
Sometimes they do that. I mean, I'm gonna say this like this. I agree with what Doc said a while about the NFL. NFL does not care about safety. They don't care. This facade about the fact that we care about their safety and all this other stuff. You wouldn't be increasing games. You wouldn't be taking rule changes to benefit both the offense of the receivers and the quarterback.
Yeah.
And what they're gonna do? They're gonna increase it another 2 more games. They're gonna have they're gonna have 18 games, another 2 or 3 more years, and then they're gonna have 20 where they're gonna have no preseason.
Amen.
And it's gonna be up to the competition to the teams to get there a month early. To basically get themselves sharp for the season.
Yeah, the next time the NFL gives
last year.
The next time the NFL gives a hoot about player safety will be the first time.
Amen.
Truly.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing about it is the fact is that you can see how sloppy the games start the first 2 weeks. You have all these penalties, you have all these different kind of things that are going on, shifting problems, lined up problems. It takes that time. You need that preseason to get yourself sharp so that way when you start the season, you're right on game one and you're gone. You're off on the starting line of the upper race. But that's what this is.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing about it. And I'm not, getting upset and like that because I'm almost the same age as Doc. So I've seen the type of football that they had in the 60s and the 70s. I've seen all that. I've seen the how it's going away from the defensive and get more restricted for them until finally unless you have people showing you the technique or how to tackle somebody, you're going to have still problems with concussions and stuff like that. You're still going to have them. And that's all I'm saying.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Dale.
And I'm glad they've imposed rules.
Yeah.
It's make the game safer. If you see guys in their 70s and 80s now, and they look like World War II vets. Mm-hmm. This game has a lingering effect upon you that you will not shake as you age. So I'm glad for that. I just wish they had the same feelings for all positional players.
Yeah.
And they just don't.
And I understand that frustration. I guess from a defensive perspective, I was always taught by Hazlitt and guys that I've covered is the way they were teaching how to tackle in today's hypersensitive society was hit what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if your eyes can't see it, don't hit it.
Put your head down, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hit what you see. And sometimes you can still get in trouble, you know, when you go in, boom, right to a guy's, above a guy's neck. It's not just the helmet to helmet. It's above a guy's neck, right? Sometimes you, but you're better target, off if lowers, you, if yeah. you hit what you see, right? As opposed to, again, or the mentality of the kill shot, right?
I think Jaden's falling. He slid a couple of games back.
Yep.
And he looked a couple times. Man, I thought, oh my God, he got this thing down. And now he's falling again. It looks like he could get hurt more falling to me. And I'm going.
You're a big baseball guy. Don't you think it's harder to slide baseball slide style than people make it out to be?
I think it is if you didn't play.
Yeah.
But they have, in the Bears, was it Hard Knocks? It was showing. They took those water
slip and slide,
and they seemed like they had worked it out. They got to figure it out. Eventually, I think in our lifetime, they may just start blowing whistles and stuff. And just if they don't run out of bounds, then just throw the damn ball away, because you're subjecting the game to the point now where we can't hit you. Then don't run. I mean, it's a point where I know this sounds crazy, but
what about two-hand touch or flag football on the quarterback?
Well, I think it really restricts. What about the guys that are really good running? You know, we've got one. That's why you can't take that away.
That's why I don't want to take it away.
That's why I'm going. Yeah. I go, let's get off this. We got a guy that they can't tackle for the most part. So I hope these things, at least for the next decade or so,
if it's flag football on the quarterback, maybe that's a way to avoid this nonsense.
You know what? As crazy as that sounds, maybe we'll get to live to see that. It's moving towards that.
It's coming up in the Olympics in LA.
I can't wait.
I think there's going to be a lot of calls for something like that. All right, 301-230-0980. We'll get to Lou on the other side. He's apparently mad at me about something. I have no idea why.
Why would they be mad at you?
I don't know. The canines don't seem to like me very much. They don't seem to respect me. Bones hates me.
Don't say that.
You know,
no, they respect. They know game.
They know game.
They know game.
They just don't like the game sometimes.
Well, sometimes you do things to irritate them purposely, and I think they figured that out.
Is that because you don't do this on Wednesdays?
He doesn't need to. He's got the other guy there.
Yeah, I know. See, and I'm not like that guy at all.
I mean, do they think that I've irritated their ringleader?
You haven't irritated me at all.
Oh, okay.
No.
So they just think I've irritated them, not that I've irritated you, and therefore
they're upset at their ability to chomp. On the show, they don't get a chance to interact with you.
You're right, because I never take any calls.
Well, the whale, tomorrow, he'll engulf. You won't even have oxygen in here tomorrow.
I don't even know what the hell we're going to talk about tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I wish I was on bye week. He bit off a little bit more than he could chew last Friday.
I heard about that. Maybe we'll come back and discuss.
Oh, please not. No.
We'll discuss whether anybody should have put a fork in the Commanders before Sunday or not. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app. Doc, what I think I'm going to do, we're going to save the should anybody have put a fork in the Commanders before last Sunday for after 2:30, because I want to get to Lou and then Dr. Sabah. And also coming up, guess how many people watched the NFL on Thanksgiving? We'll have all of that for you coming up. The Capitals ride a 4-game winning streak. They're in action tonight. The Wizards riding a...
Stop it.
In action tonight. Other than that, just a quiet old Tuesday night in the nation's capital and beyond. Lou is mad at me about something. What has piqued your interest now there, Luigi?
What's up, Chris?
Hello, Lou.
What's up, baby?
Hey, man. Look, man. Chris, man. Yesterday you had a great show, but today from the get-go, man, you just back to... Where you left off, like, I don't know, man. I mean, Chris, like, I know you want to talk about this. You know, there's plenty of other things you could talk about, but come on, man. A guy, you know, we don't care about Houston, the linebacker, him being suspended.
Yeah.
I care about this town. You know, I care about OV back on skating, you know, things like that. There's so much other topic you could talk about, but you literally just be having people on.
We literally
like
should not talk about the number one story in sports today.
No, no, Chris, you can make it like a 10-minute thing and then just go, you know, go about something else, man. But you literally just bought...
You want me to talk about Benjamin St. Juice's future?
Yeah, see, you could talk about things like that. I would like to know what's going to happen to him. Like, that's the tweet that I sent you yesterday. Like,
let's ask Doc together, Lou. Ready? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Doc, what do you think's going to happen with Benjamin St. Juice this offseason?
This offseason?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's going to have a hell of a lot to do with what happens the next 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You want to break down the market for Benjamin St. Juice?
I don't know if there is a market unless he improves his play or gets in a different system over the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
He might end up being your most valuable player the next 6 weeks.
Maybe. Maybe.
So you know my deal. Drumstick, not football starts.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so.
Now we can evaluate Benjamin St. Juice. Everything that Benjamin St. Juice did before Sunday does not count.
No, Chris, no.
Yeah.
Chris, no. You see, when I talk about St. Juice, like when I see like corners play like the guy from Denver, the number 29, I mean, you see him. Like, I mean, he's everywhere.
You mean that's Patrick Surtain?
Dog.
No, not even him, number 29 or 39, whatever that guy is. I mean, this guy's like, I never heard of him. I don't know if he's a rookie or second year or third year, but he was like, he was balling. I want to see that kind of play from our guy. Like, that, I'm not trying to hate on the guy, but he just having, you know, his IQ level, he's number one. Look, man, I'm... You know, as much as I love him, but, you know, his IQ level is not there, man.
You're talking about Levi Wallace?
No.
Number 39?
Something. 29 or 29.
Well, you said 29 or 39. There is no 29, so there's 39, Levi Wallace, who's a corner. Oh, 29 is Jalen McMillan.
Yes, him.
Okay.
Yes, him. Like, I mean, he was out there everywhere yesterday.
Do you know when Jerry Jeudy lined up against Patrick Surtain, he did absolutely nothing, and then he lit everyone else up like a Christmas tree, including your guy?
Hey, man, all I'm saying is, look, man, he could learn some things. I just want him to you know, if he wants to get a bag and he wants to be in the league, come on, man, this. I mean, you've been the number one and number two corner for the past, whatever, 2 to 3 years, and you haven't done not even one interception? I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, Chris. It is what it is. Look, man, my call today is that, you know, you could talk about other things, man.
Okay.
Forget about that guy, man. No. That's all I wanted to say, man. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks,
Lou. You got other callers, man.
All right, next time you call, Lou, have your stuff together.
Yeah. I apologize on behalf of this show that I led with the number one story in sports. I apologize. I firmly, humbly, sincerely apologize. I have been doing radio for 28, 29 years, and I need to do better. I need to figure out...
Think you're too hard on yourself.
I need to figure out how to talk about... emblems and stupid team names. That's what I need to do.
You're lying.
Don't forget fantasy.
Oh, that too. Oh, and gambling.
And
how smart the Vegas odds makers are.
Hey,
because they know all.
You're just a loser or a jackass. Right. You can be A or B.
Yeah.
What was that, Chuck?
You're just a loser or a jackass. You can be A or B.
I like that. Yeah.
I mean, that's the world in a nutshell.
But you help people with your wagering. You help people with your picks.
Uh-huh.
People follow you, man.
Yeah.
They follow your picks.
Okay. 231, Team 980. Let's take a trending alert timeout. Then we'll come back with Dr. Sabah, somebody who I know always sees my side of things.
She loves you.
Speaking of emblems... And team names.
Emblems. That's a new one.
Logos, badges, shields, whatever. What? Sorry, I don't mean to be a jerk, but I guess I am.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Holding down, would you call it the hen house for the rooster as he gets himself set? Tell you what, man, everything the rooster does is king size. I mean, his beverage of choice, ultra size, liter.
A 2 liter.
He doesn't do anything small. Everything is colossal. I love it, man.
I mean, a 2 liter bottle of diet soda is just what the doctor ordered, right?
It's a lot of pop, man.
I don't think that's what any doctor orders.
I don't think anybody. I mean,
it's what the doc ordered. It's Dr. Pepper. I mean, Diet Dr. Pepper. It's got no sugar.
I don't think that's a problem.
I mean, yeah, and then I wonder
it's
why.
It's all the other chemicals.
And then I wonder why
Rooster.
I pee
H2O
10,000 times a night.
You don't like water?
No, not really.
Why don't you try putting a little bit of lemon in it?
Water is like water is like Lou's calls. Very predictable.
Lou's usually more together than today. Today, that was not real Lou. Lou was him not knowing who he wants to talk about. That was he'll be demoted for that. Mm-hmm. That'll cost him some yard duty.
Well, also saying that I should talk about Alex Ovechkin skating, not practicing, skating.
Yeah.
As opposed to the dude who got suspended for knocking out one of the Golden Boys for 3 games and a pissed off general manager. Because it's in Houston, and I guess it doesn't matter, you know, okay. So, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take Dr. Sabah's call. Then I wanted to ask you if anybody, again, in their right mind, should have put a pitchfork in the Washington Commanders on Friday, especially if they had a radio show from 10 to 2 or 10 to 1 on Friday.
Well, it depends on if they denounced the organization.
Well.
And we're about to move on.
Maybe they did.
Okay.
Maybe they did. But first, we say hello to the good doctor.
Doctor.
Dr. Sabah, who I know would highly suggest not to have a 2-liter bottle of Dr. Diet Pepper.
I think she would.
Diet Dr. Pepper, because she's as healthy as anyone alive on planet Earth. What's up, Doc? How are you?
Hey, guys. Well, let me say a couple of things. First of all, it's an honor to follow Lou and talk to you two gentlemen. I will disagree with some of the things, obviously, and I will get to those in a second. But as far as the diet soda is concerned, it isn't the healthiest thing you can drink. However, I do believe it is healthier than drinking sugar-full Coke. So if you don't like water, you have to do some kind of Coke. Do the diet. It's better than non-diet.
I do agree.
Because sugar is a killer, okay? Obesity is a killer. So I would go with the Diet Coke. Now, as far as being upset with your subject matter, I enjoyed the very first segment. Sorry, Doc, I really did. I think that this needs to be expanded. Let me tell you why I enjoyed it. This needs to be really expanded. We have a problem in the NFL because Drake May did the same thing. He slid, and that guy came. I sent y'all the video. I mean, blasted him from the backside of the head. That didn't even get called a penalty. And no suspension, nothing. And he was out for a game because of a concussion. Guys, it is human nature. These guys tackling, coming at you full speed. They put their head down. That's just how they do it. And when you put your head to where their head is, you're going to get hit. It doesn't matter if that's a penalty. The bottom line is your head is hit, and you can die, have your career be over, be concussed. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen. So I think all the quarterbacks nowadays should just fall forward. Run, get tackled like regular, and fall forward. You know, you see a guy coming, just fall forward or get out of bounds. I think that the NFL should actually outlaw sliding from the quarterbacks because it's just too dangerous. They're just teeing their head up.
Well, Doc, let me ask you this. If you say they should fall forward, don't you theoretically open up the opportunity or the window or the avenue or whatever for them to run into a brick wall or to run into a flying elbow or somebody's hip?
Well, no. Instead of sliding, they see the guy coming, so they slide. Just instead of sliding, fall forward. Like, they're doing it with notice, right? They see the guy's coming, so you just go forward to the side. In other words, just go head first instead of head up. The head should go down.
But that's what I'm saying. Do we want guys going head first into anything? Like, especially if we're trying to prevent as many head injuries as we can.
Well, to me, I want my head to go down as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So if my head is already on the ground, the guy launching at me, he'll go over me.
Hopefully.
He might hit my butt sticking up in the air, maybe.
Hopefully.
He's not
but you
hit
might, hit his, you might hit his knee. You might hit his shoulder. You might hit his elbow.
No. I'm sliding, but I'm sliding early enough to I'm hitting the ground.
Well,
just like the quarterbacks who are sliding now, they're sliding early enough where their butt is on the ground.
Yeah, ideally
so
you would,
on the ground,
ideally you would slide early enough, but we know it doesn't always happen.
Doing.
It doesn't.
Okay, well, I
you
just think no
more
because you are asking
head
for
first.
Trouble.
Yeah.
I would just go head first and just, you know, get tackled head first. People do it all. I've seen Jaden do it some. Mahomes does it. A lot of these guys now, when they run, they just fall forward. You know, they just fall forward and say, okay, I'm done, you know, kind of thing. The only difference with that now is that's a fumble, right? If you fall forward, hit the ground. Remember RG3 did that? He went forward, hit the ground, fumbled, and ended up going out of bounds. The other team got on the 20. I forget what game that was. So you just got to remember to hold on to the ball. The second thing I want to talk about was y'all talking about the kickers and the yips and the mental toughness and adjusting his helmet and all. God, mental, yeah, Doc, you know this. Anybody plays sports, whether it be the little level or the big level, it's mental. It's the mental toughness that it takes. Steph Curry missing like a shot almost at the half court. He's got to have the guts to take it again because he knows he can make it. Because people will say, why are you taking that shot? That's a bad shot. Well, it's not really fast, you know. Or someone comes, they miss a dunk. You're like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you? You know, but you got to have the mental toughness. A quarterback throws interceptions. I mean, do you realize how much mental toughness you have to throw the next play in a tight window? And these kickers, same thing. So I think the mental toughness, to me, that's why I always vote for mental toughness guys over how tall they are, how fast they are, what's their arm. I want guys that are mentally tough because, to me, you know, the thing that Romo said when he quit, when Dak Prescott came in, Romo was hurt. I don't know if you remember that. He played really well. And Romo lost some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And he said at the press conference, he goes, Well, I figured, you know, it was the time to quit, something to the effect that when I can't beat the man inside of me, how am I going to beat the man across?
No, that's a good point. Yeah, that's
very
good point.
Important.
That's a good point.
Those are my points,
right,
guys. But
thank you, Doc. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. I thought Doc was going to get after me for what I said before.
No.
The break. Instead of talking about the story of the day, people would want us to talk about silly logos and stupid team nicknames.
She's clear.
I thought she was going to get mad at me. She spared me. All right, Doc, wanted to ask you this before we get into any more calls and before we get to the college football conversation and all of that. You were on the radio on Friday and Saturday before Sunday's 42-19 demolition derby of the Tennessee Titans,
yes,
correct?
Sir. Yes, sir.
You're holding down the fort. I heard as I got back in my car at Command Land in Ashburn Friday afternoon, you were calling for J.P. Finley, you know, saying, you know, he must be busy out there breaking
news
or whatever.
J.P. Finley was, you mean after the game?
No. This was on Friday afternoon.
Oh, Friday. No, right. Finley, no, because he's, Friday he was.
Finley was busy. He was taking a day off. He was being a good dad and all that stuff.
I don't think he takes days off.
I mean, he, you know, his daughter got on the Zamboni and all sorts of things.
Yeah, he
didn't
do days off.
So anyway, I heard you calling for him. I was thinking about calling in, and then I was like, you know, I don't want to ruin Doc's flow.
Why would you?
Doc's got important things to say. On the way in, after I got off, you know, because I'm a big national radio star, right? National platform. I was filling in for Maggie and Perloff on Infinity Sports Radio Network on Friday morning, I decided, hey, you know, I don't get to go to practice very often, so I'm going to go to practice. I'm going to ask DQ a question. I'm going to peek, you know, say hello, go into the locker room, what have you. In between all of that, I was alerted that there was a wild man with a pitchfork running around and making threats and being threatened. And the subject, from what I was able to gather through my sources, was that this wild man put a pitchfork in the Commander's season.
Yes.
With a 3-game losing streak. And at that point, at 7-5.
That's
and facing
heard.
A Tennessee Titans, statistically, very good defense. So I ask you, if you were in a position to have to deal with this wild man, this wild pitchfork wielding man, what would you do, number one? And number two, would you listen to anything he had to say about anything? Because he clearly was 1,000% wrong.
Again. Yeah, well, no. I'd first look at his track record. And if his track record was anything in line with his predictions, then I'd understand it. And that's why I'm so eager tomorrow. I think tomorrow at 1 o'clock will be the most anticipated.
Wait, are you saying that my co-host tomorrow is this same pitchfork wielding maniac?
To my knowledge, that's what I've been told.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when you were replacing this certain individual on Friday, did you just say, whew, man, we've got to clean the slate and get everybody back to some level of normalcy and decency here? The Commanders really actually do still have a season.
No, I don't. See, I didn't. I didn't pay attention to him. But I did note that, because the game has to determine, maybe he was right. The game determined whether you're right or wrong.
Right. So now the pitchfork would be a bad idea is what you're saying.
I would think so, based on that performance.
And based on what you saw on Sunday, would you say that not only should the pitchfork be permanently put in the garage, but also maybe a muzzle should be enacted?
Well, it depends on everybody deserves the right for remorse or to be able to state their case. An intelligent person always admits when they're wrong.
I admitted when I was wrong on Sunday.
But hey, man, didn't get it right.
Yeah. I said if I was 100% right, I would not be here.
Hey,
entertaining
man.
The masses. I would be somewhere else.
Look, man, it's almost impossible to get them all right. Everybody makes a mistake.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Matt, didn't you tell me yesterday afternoon that we were one game away from perfection?
Oh, yeah. This week, actually, we did have a perfect week.
Really?
Won Richard Doc Walker in the show picks for the first time in this season, went 16-0, did not pick a single bad game.
And Doc, if it were MLB or NHL, I'd be thrilled. No, if it were MLB, if it were NBA, I'd be elated.
Yeah, but this is the NFL, the number one sport in the world.
Yeah, I've been involved in it a long time.
Yeah, you picked 16 straight winners, straight up?
Yeah.
16-0?
16-0.
And had to replace a pitchfork-wielding maniac on the radio?
Well, I mean,
I didn't replace him. I followed him.
Oh, followed him.
I'm just not to say what other people's records are, but his 6-10 did not exactly put up a comparison.
You mean the guy? Wait a minute. The guy with the brand?
Yeah, he went 6-10.
Six and ten straight up, not against the spread.
No.
Straight up.
The guy that's an analyst.
He also realized that he didn't pick the game, so as the second game was going on, in order to prevent him from going 0-16 this week, just said, I'll take all the home games. So there wasn't a whole lot of thought put into his picks.
So he actually got the Washington game right because the home team won.
Yes.
But yet he said on the air Friday that they would lose.
I think we might be needing some waffles tomorrow morning.
No, but he said
breakfast.
Publicly to everybody that they would lose.
Correct.
And they're not going to the playoffs.
Mm. Correct.
That they're done. So how could you give him credit for that?
Well, just because that's what he said in the... I assume his character on the air and his character off the air might be a little bit different. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Interesting.
I don't know how you could follow somebody like that.
Well, you did.
No, I mean, as a follower.
You didn't replace him. You followed. Oh, I see.
I mean, how could you follow someone with that kind of track record?
I got you.
His picks are horrible.
Well,
and so
I don't disagree with you there.
You've never won 16-0?
No, I don't think so. Not this year, right? Not in our show.
Nobody's
picks.
Had a perfect week this year.
What was my record this week?
You were 12-4.
Yeah. 12-4. Mm-hmm. Not good enough. Not especially to topple the DOC.
Especially because you were one game behind going
into
this
week.
Yeah,
I was going to say, the DOC now has a five-game lead over the old Rooster for supremacy on the show.
It's getting tight for the win.
What are we going to do? What was it, the person that finishes in last place?
We were coming up with a good.
It's not going to matter because it's already been determined.
Well, it was also for if anybody picked worse than the coin.
But what were we going to do as a punishment?
We hadn't come up with it yet. Why don't we put that out to Twitter? We have some real devious minds on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hit us up on Twitter if you have any good ideas for the person who loses the show pick'ems.
All right. You can tweet me at, or X, whatever, at WrestleMania621. Matty is at Mr_Me93. Doc, do you want to be included in this or no?
Why not? Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's a game.
Yeah. And at Rick Doc Walker.
The only thing is, I try to prop
this better. Should we come up with a new handle for you at Mr16-0?
No, because I don't want people take this thing seriously. In terms, they start wagering.
What
and
about
they start
at
put,
Linnell's my bitch?
Well, they put, no, I would never do that. But, I mean, people do, and wagering is a big part of the game. And look how close it comes. I mean, I had like 3 last-second plays. I mean, it was so...
How is he made?
It was just
a strange face.
Dangling.
But that's why it was so crazy that somebody actually, including it, or somebody went 16-0, because the NFL is crazy. You do not know what's going to happen in any week. And the games that you're not sure about could go either way in the
game. Yeah. I mean, but 60, yeah, no, I'm not taking it slight. I mean, it makes you care about the whole slate of games.
Yeah.
And that is exciting because you do look, you have an interest before teams I wouldn't even care about other than just our games and teams within the division or the conference.
And that's
conference.
Why people gamble and play fantasy sports.
And I know why they do it.
And
fantasy is exciting. Yeah. Everything is, I know why it's done. But everybody should have the right to have a preference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As to what flips them.
Well, my preference is to make certain people I can't even say it with a straight face.
I just thought I'm just a big brand. A guy with a brand and, you know, an expert.
I just want to thank you, Doc, for starting the shenanigans on this, because it's added a lot of humor to my life.
Well,
I mean, Doc, as always, you're the leader. You're like, you know, you're like Bray Wyatt used to be, like before he met his unfortunate path of the end of his life, where he'd bring out the tunnel flashlight, right? And you know, and his big thing was follow me, you know, follow the buzzards. So we're all like little buzzards, just trying to follow you.
Here's one thing I can predict. LaHuel will never go 16-0.
I would agree on that.
You've been close.
Got a better chance of going 0-16.
Now that he will do.
In reality, not just
I'm not taking it lightly. I mean, it's now the goal is to try to do it again.
Yes.
Because
you got to repeat as champion.
Well, this is more than just champion. I mean, 16-0.
I should have brought you in a present.
No. Next time, do it again.
JP and B. Mitch brought you in a present.
Well, I didn't receive
some cold pizza over there.
No, it's not. It's nothing over there.
Oh,
those savages.
Damn. On the team 980.
I'm willing to bet it's Clary.
Nah, probably. On the team 980 and the Odyssey app, we continue along towards 3 o'clock. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to get into Ohio State and Michigan and rivalry weekend and the flag-planting bullcrap in college football, and whether Doc likes that, doesn't like it, understands it, doesn't understand it, and agrees with the Big Ten that said, oh, hey, we're not going to suspend anybody. Nope. We're just going to fine the schools some NIL money or something, whatever we're going to do, and we're just going to act like it didn't exist because it's rivalry weekend, baby, and because we don't want to get our asses kicked on the radio or on TV, on all those TV talking head talk show things about suspending players for having pure emotion and for wanting to send a message that you can't come on our turf and plant your flag. We'll ask the DOC that because he was involved in a rivalry or two. You may have heard. Coming up next, we'll make the turn for 3 o'clock. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app, always on demand as well. Matt cuts up every segment, labels it, every interview. We had Zach Ertz yesterday. We had Jake Gruden yesterday. The DOC today. If you want to hear me go on and on and on about Aziz Al-Shaair,
that's already up there.
You can listen from 1:30 to 1 to 1:40.
We also have our conversation about Zane Gonzalez and his tendencies
and his
already up.
Yeah, there you go. And scratching his hair and how that may have led to missed field goals. You can hear it on the Odyssey app or at theteam.80.com. Stay with us.